Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Gotta love this one. 62-year-old man and a 60-year-old wife left Paris with her 22-year-old daughter for a 27-hour road trip to Morocco. Well, sometime around 4:30 a.m., they pulled into a gas station. Daughter stayed asleep in the back seat. Man fueled up and drove off without his wife. He didn't notice she was gone until 4 hours later.
She's the only other person in the car.
He was 200 miles south of where he left her. At around 8:30, he called the police. Could not remember the name of the gas station or even what city he was in. Luckily, French authorities were able to track her down using her cell phone. She'd been sitting at a gas station for 4 hours, likely contemplating every bad life choice she's ever made. The wife was not hurt, but yes, she was furious.
Physically not hurt.
Yes. Police originally thought the guy may have abandoned her on purpose, but after an investigation, they ruled it an honest, if especially dumb, mistake. Our question, what went wrong? Because you weren't paying attention. 206-803-RIDE.
He's just got to look at her and be like, I'm dumb.
You know that's the worst drive back. Like, oh my God.
He still hasn't had sex. That happened when? I want to say 2 months ago. I guarantee you she's still... won't make love.
Is this the same story where the daughter was in the back
seat?
Yes,
yes.
Hey, why don't we blame the kid?
Yeah, why didn't the kid say anything? Like, hey, Dad, where's
the kid
mom?
The kid was asleep.
Sure, that's what the kid said.
So the kid must have slept through the entire 4 hours.
Mom, I was asleep.
I think it's the dad and the kid were just for 4 hours. Like, what do you think? Should we just keep going?
You want to put it on our radio station now? Right. Cool. All right. We'll go back and get it. Just say we forgot.
Want to stop for a real snack?
Yeah, they probably got dinner, saw the movie they wanted to see. You know, F1's coming out. Hello, Allison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Pichola. So, way back in middle school, I went to the locker room to get changed for, PE. Walked out to the basketball court and was just standing there talking to a friend. When another friend came up and asked me why I didn't have any shorts on and why I was just there in my underwear and t-shirt.
You've got to be kidding me.
I am not kidding. It was awful.
You
walked out to gym class in just a t-shirt and underwear?
Yes.
Oh, I feel embarrassed for you now.
Yeah. Yeah,
you were sober.
Yes. And it was junior high school, junior high. I mean, I wasn't fat or anything, but it was still very embarrassing.
I mean, I guess that's a little better because you're only, what, 9, 10?
No,
middle school.
You're 13, 14, 15.
So like,
yeah, you should still feel embarrassed. Like 11, my bad. 12.
You're hitting puberty, all that kind of thing. So I'm assuming this is a co-ed gym class?
Yes.
And none of the boys said anything?
No, nobody. Not even the friend I was talking to.
I wouldn't have said anything either.
No, I get why the boys didn't say anything.
This is awesome.
I wouldn't say anything now. No. I'd be like, Allison's not wearing pants, but I'm not going to bring it up. I mean, look, that I understand the guys, but did the gym teacher happen to notice anything?
The gym teacher wasn't out there yet.
Ah.
Because, we were all just kind of talking, waiting for the gym teacher to show up. But the most embarrassing thing was on the way back up, because then, of course, that's what I was thinking of, is all the boys or whoever was walking behind me as I'm running up back to the locker room, singing. And thank God it was pre-thong. So, at least I had regular.
I would like to think that middle school is pre-thong, but you had your tennis shoes on and the shirt.
Yes.
I don't know. Once you add shoes, it just makes the whole thing weird. So I don't know
kinda,
what that is.
Yeah, you're kind of Pooh Bear in it.
Yeah.
So, I yeah, Pooh Bear. I am known to be very spacey. And, you know, my whole life, on all my report cards, everybody, all my teachers are like saying, you know, Allison daydreams a lot. And so, yeah.
Oh, well, I used to get
I'm
that
smart,
all the time,
but
too.
I'm just spacey. Oh, did you?
I did yeah. all the time. Like, all, like you know, they, most of the comments were somewhat decent. You know, should work harder, pay more attention, blah, blah, blah. And very seldom was it anything negative, but definitely daydreamer.
Oh, I got I mean, it all the time,
you're
too.
You're creative. You're just a creative sort.
Well, and I remember in high school.
I tried explaining yeah. that to my parents, and it turns out, while I was correct, they didn't want to hear it in those moments.
And I had a period late in the day, and they sat me next to the window.
Like, don't do
like,
that.
Come on. Right, I'm looking out there at freedom.
Yeah, and they tell you, don't look out the window. I'm like, you install windows mm-hmm. in the school.
I walked to school in second grade with my pajamas on.
That's better than your underwear, bro.
But they were like, oh, they were matching yeah. pajamas, like button up. I can't remember what the
was. It like a onesie or was it two different pieces at least?
It was two different pieces.
Okay, thank God.
But it was like, it was just like a generic baseball design. You like, yeah. had a glove, guy at the plate, whatever the deal was. But I got to school, I took my coat off, and I'm like, oh my God. So I put my coat back on because I was just terrified. But I was still in the pants, which were pajama pants for sure. I had shoes and socks on and the button up shirt. And I'm just like, this, I don't know what happened.
Did you go all day just in the pajamas or?
I was a latchkey kid. So there were mornings where my mom had to be at work earlier than not.
Yeah.
So sometimes she was there. Oftentimes she was not. This was a morning where she was not there. So I went downstairs. Got my bowl of cereal, did whatever I did, brushed my teeth, combed my hair, put my socks, put my shoes on, did not even think to change my clothes.
I mean, look, I like the idea that even without mom there, I fed myself, I brushed my teeth, I combed all the things you ask your kids to do.
I did all the things
do.
I normally do.
You just
except
didn't put on clothes.
I did not get dressed.
And they get thrills right
so
there.
Embarrassed.
At the end of the day, you got the most important stuff done. You embarrassed yourself.
Right.
Yeah, if I'm a parent, but, I'm like, look, this, I know you got to deal with this, but you did all the right things. You just forgot to get dressed.
Mm-hmm. So here's a question, like Allison, we're all adults here yeah. in a gym. I mean, some women wear some skimpy outfits as it is.
Yes, they do.
A woman walks in, you're pretty sure she's just wearing underwear. Do you say anything?
Nope.
No. I don't. No. Ted, there's a woman at the gym. Oh, God. She okay. wears these tights. And I'm telling you, you can see nipple. You can see... They're kind of blackish gray.
You can look at them and say you're pregnant.
I'm telling you, you can look through them. Mm. I mean, you can look through them. And I don't, this is not a bad thing. I just, it's one of those things where it's like a double take. Like, am I really seeing what I'm seeing through her outfit?
Yeah.
Like, is,
yeah.
I cannot stare. I'm not going to look up. But when she walked by me, I looked up and went, I can see through her stuff.
But, I mean, that's kind of the thing now. There was a chick on the light rail
I don't know.
Yesterday. She was not necessarily my type, but she was braless, which is fine. And she's wearing a pink top, but I could see directly through it because I remember I had opinions over nipples because I could see them clear as day. We were at, I won't say where, but we were at a department store within the last few weeks, and my son was loving it. I was loving it. But I even looked at my wife, and I said, at what point is what you're wearing illegal? And keep in mind, this is just the fashion of the day now.
It's kind of stuff that's like what Kanye's West, his wife wears.
Oh, so Bianca's
the same color, sorry. Like it's kind of a yeah. blackish gray. Yeah.
But like every chick, I mean, their ass is hanging out. And I said, to be honest with you, if they weren't wearing the shorts, it wouldn't be any more revealing than what they're wearing anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. So I'm just like, there's just butt cheeks. Mm-hmm. And look, some are better than others, for God's sakes. But nevertheless, like everywhere I looked, and it's not like it was this one woman. It was probably 90% of the women in there under a certain age anyway. Like, their ass is just hanging out. So at this point, why even waste the money on shorts? Just walk out in your underwear. You're fine. I'm seeing exactly as much as I would see.
It's amazing.
It was great. But I mean,
so I was going to say, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
And everything.
Like, and my son never says anything, but I'm like, I know he's looking at what I'm looking. Because there was this ass everywhere we looked.
I can almost see how she
yeah.
grooms.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the darker shadow part.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute.
I can see it all.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Okay, time for Low Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in the line. It is your job to get as many right out of said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who's going to play a little Your Guess is as good as mine?
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Paul, welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Paul, we have the world's 10 deadliest animals. Okay? The only one that is going to stick out there, that would be mosquitoes. There's no doubt that mosquitoes are always number one on the list. So
of course.
I know you know that. But, Paul, here is the fun one, I think. Okay? I am going to give you a group of states. You tell me what you believe to be the number one killer of humans in the United States is. So you can go the 10 deadliest animals in the world, or I can actually break down by section. The United States of America.
So the same animal in a certain collection of states.
That's exactly right. Okay? So which one do you want to go with?
Which one do you think is going to be more fun, Miles?
To be honest with you, I think it's more just because it's all in our backyard. I think the United States is a little bit more interesting. As far as...
All right, let's do it.
Okay. All right. So, Paul, let's start with the easy ones, in my mind. Okay?
No pressure or anything. These are just real easy.
No, but I think they speak for themselves. Let's go with Alaska. What do you think is the deadliest, most dangerous animal in the state of Alaska?
Well, Ted mentioned grizzly bears, so let's do that.
That is it. Grizzly bear. They are the most dangerous animal in Alaska.
And they're every freaking where.
They are.
We went to Alaska. We went to Anchorage, all right? And we are staying in downtown Anchorage. And they had a newspaper sitting in the hotel room. Miles picks it up. And the headline was something to the effect of like second or third jogger attacked by grizzly bear in Millennium Park. And I said, look, let's just not go to Millennium Park. And then we looked on a map to figure out what Millennium Park was. When we looked out our windows across the street.
Right there. Okay.
Now, he almost just lost Bowie.
Right.
To the Kraken, to a grizzly.
Yes. And that thing was
close.
I mean, it was focused in. Charging. When you saw that thing coming, you're like, uh-oh. Well, they were laughing when they were running away. I'm like, this is not funny.
To be fair, grizzly bears don't have a lot of troll in their diet.
Do you guys have any idea the other three states in the United States that also grizzly bears are the most dangerous animals?
Montana.
Montana is correct.
Wyoming. Ooh.
That is correct, Mike. One more. Right up
North
there with
Dakota?
Them. North Dakota.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. Now.
Boom.
Yeah.
We're on it, boys.
Look at that.
Grizzly guys.
All right, Paul. Here are the states.
Grizzly guys.
I think you're going to be able to get this. Remember, this is the most dangerous animal in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, or Colorado. All of those.
Oh, that's tough. What are you guys thinking?
I'll give you a giant hint. Their fans right. drink a lot.
Yes, they do. You know it's not grizzly bears. So what else do we have around here?
They're big.
Right. It's a mascot. Their fans drink a lot.
Yeah. They're looking at you whether you see them or not.
Well, when you say fans drink a lot, I'm thinking... give me this hint. Is a football team represented?
Yeah, in Washington
and
State.
And a basketball team.
Mountain lion
is correct.
Cougars.
Mountain lion, the most dangerous animal in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, and Colorado. Okay, we move on. You're two for two, Paul. Nice job. Okay, the states. California, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico.
Oh, I got it.
Is that
going to
be a rattlesnake?
It is a rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
All right. You are three
tracking,
for three.
We're tracking.
No strikes against you. See, I like the way this game works.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give you a hard one. I think Ted can pull this off.
Because Ted is crazy.
Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas. There's one key state there that gives away the answer.
Yeah, you're right. I got it.
Back to what we were doing.
Do rednecks count?
They
count.
Do for me,
yes.
But in this case, so one of those states is the real tip-off. I had no idea, but I made the guess based on Miles' clue.
Correct.
Can you give me any hint at all?
One of these states,
their
college mascot is the animal. Where were the states again, Miles?
One of these states, the college mascot, the animal.
So we had Texas, we had Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
And Arkansas.
Arkansas. And it's not a longhorn steer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
them wild Sooners.
It's not a Cowboy. It's not a Sooner. It's not an Aggie.
Yeah, I'm not great with college football, though. So,
well, then go basketball.
Right. As Miles said, Suey. What do you usually say that to? Suey.
What do you shave your face with?
Mine are all sports references, right?
40 minutes of hell. Basketball.
I mean, was Pumbaa technically one of these?
What's that?
Was Pumbaa technically one of these from The Lion King?
I don't know Disney, though. Okay. I'm not sure.
Mike loves the movie.
No, you know what
that has the same name as these.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. It's a movie about four middle-aged guys on a motorcycle trip.
Oh, I'm all for.
There you go. Wild hog. Or a feral hog.
I went warthog.
Or a razorback.
Very good. Four for fur. Four for fur.
Four for fur.
Four for fur.
Four for fur.
Four for fur.
Four for fur.
Okay, all right. There's only one state that has this animal, and the state is Hawaii. This is the most dangerous animal in each state. Now, this one is unique more so to the Pacific Ocean.
I'm about to say, is it a land animal or not?
Mm-hmm.
Is it big or small?
It's big. I mean, if you consider 16 to 18 feet big.
A shark?
Okay, but I need the type of shark. That's the most important thing. They are striped.
Tiger.
There you go. Okay, Paul. You got five. Okay. Let's see if I can give you another. Okay. I think Ted will be able to get this one. There's not a lot of clues involved. But when you think about the area, the most dangerous animal exists South Dakota and Nebraska. South Dakota and Nebraska.
Dangerous animals there.
Oh, I think I know.
Ted will argue all day with you on this one.
Yes, he will.
You'll call it the wrong name, but we'll let it slide.
It's fine.
South Dakota and Nebraska.
People people will walk up to this animal and then regret it.
Buffalo.
That is correct, but it's the American bison.
It's the American bison.
I'm going to give you that one.
Okay. Buffalo, early indigenous to Africa and Asia.
Okay.
Ted was waiting to correct you.
That's right. He knew it was going to happen. He knew it.
Okay, this is all right. Here we go. The states are Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
So up there in the Northeast.
Oh, way up there in, like, Canada.
Ah, there's the clue.
Is this a mammal?
Dangerous animal.
Is it a mammal?
It is a mammal.
Steve.
It is a mammal.
Oh.
Up in Canada.
Well, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and then all through Canada in that area.
Some are known to hang out with squirrels.
Some are known to actually be in this area.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can be. I mean,
is there one named Mortimer?
There is.
Technically, yes.
The males are called bulls.
It's ringing a bell, but I'm Mortimer. Mortimer.
Big-nosed creature.
Very tall.
Very huge.
Very tall.
Stilty legs. Do not screw with it.
If it were a cartoon, it hangs out with a squirrel.
The moose.
Okay.
There you go.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Anything they can't do.
The states are Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida. The animal is? Just knock it out.
Gator.
Yep, Gators. Alligator.
Gators.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. The states are Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. Most dangerous animal in West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia.
There's your
I've only come into contact with this animal a handful of times growing up. Most of the time near a riverbank. Or a river.
Water moccasin?
I'll give it to you, Copperhead. That is correct.
Copperhead.
Yes. Right. I knew it had same difference. Snake. Same difference.
Okay. I saw one of those once on the B&O Canal.
How fat was it?
Disgusting. Scared the crap out of me.
Huh. Okay. All right. The states are Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Good call.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Is Michigan the big tip off your mouth?
Water-loving animal?
Not so much. But sorry. don't get me wrong. All those minks and all that crap, we're all dying in here.
I know.
Minks are, what the hell is the Wolverines and all that stuff.
Okay. I know what it is.
They just don't really attack human beings that much.
Oh.
Most dangerous animal in Michigan.
I want to say.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan.
Was Russell Wilson one of these?
He was not.
He was not?
Oh, okay.
He was not.
Huh.
Oh, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, badgers are bastards.
Yes, they are.
They are. Except the English one. He's quite nice and polite.
I know. Why does that happen?
All right, Paul, you need an answer here. You'll get 10 for 10.
Oh, gosh. Give me a little hint.
Is it big or small?
It is very, very sizable.
Very sizable.
But these are the least dangerous of their species. So
okay, is it a...
Yes.
All right, I got it.
I mean, as far as
you... Black bear?
It's a black bear. Paul, you're a black bear. Very good. Oh. Also, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, or no, I'm sorry, Rhode Island. You guys can guess that, right?
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island. The only one that's not is Massachusetts.
Is it in the water?
It is not.
It's a mammal. Say the states again.
Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, or I'm sorry, Connecticut.
Deer? Rhode Island.
White-tailed deer.
Huh.
And you know the number one most dangerous animal for the state of Massachusetts. The only animal.
Lobster.
Man.
Is it a water animal?
It is.
Great white?
It's a great white shark.
Oh, yeah.
Massachusetts. See?
Well, they repopulated all the seals and they made a buffet for
them. Oh, no. Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
What went wrong? Because you weren't paying attention. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So first off, I have ADHD, so a lot. But the one thing that came to mind like right away was I was doing a delivery for a company I used to work for, and instead of taking some stuff to Seattle from Arlington, and I was like, okay, cool, pop in the address. That was what I thought was the address, anyway. Down to downtown Seattle into a really sketchy part, and realized I was at the wrong address. So I started to back out, and I was like, the truck's not moving that well. I wonder what the hell is going on. So I just like, get a little bit more gas. And that's when I noticed the yellow pylon tearing into the door.
So you messed up the company vehicle.
Correct. I have never actually messed up one of my own vehicle, but company vehicle, yes, actually twice.
How did you mess up the other one?
So I was getting on the on-ramp in Bellingham, and I didn't notice the semi merging over because it is that one where it's an on-ramp and an exit, all in the span of like a couple hundred feet. So he started slamming over, so I pop my brakes on because I didn't realize he was right there. And I hit a piece, a nice little patch of like water that was semi-icy. And yeah, that slammed me right into the Jersey barrier there, right there, right up by Iowa.
Now, what happens when you mess up the company vehicle? Like, do they just deal with it, their insurance? Do you get in trouble or what?
So, the first time, the owner just, like, because he didn't want to do an insurance claim, the guy that worked next to us, he owned the body shop, so he just did the body work for us, which was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then the second one, yeah, no, that was a bit more, like, frame damage, a couple other things. And then they're like, okay, yeah, no, we're just going to, like, take away your forklift license. I'm like, wait, how does a forklift come into me driving a car? I'm like, but anyway, so that was about the extent of it. And then I actually found a different job after that. So I don't think there was anything else other than they might have gotten rid of me, but who knows?
Okay.
All right. Do not hire him to drive your comedy vehicle.
No.
That's my thought.
Jesus.
I did it once. I won't say whose company vehicle it was, but I was like probably 18, and they had borrowed a minivan from work, and I clearly took a corner too closely and scraped a telephone pole.
Okay.
So I kind of heard it, and then I kind of was like, I don't know, probably wasn't me. And then, yeah, that person, one of my parents was like, do you know what happened? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do you remember when we worked at Baltimore at the sports station? The Pontiac Aztec had just come out, which is the ugliest, dumbest looking vehicle.
Probably in the last 40 years. It's probably the ugliest vehicle other than a PT Cruiser.
It is inexplicably stupid looking. But anyway, our company, believe it or not, we got a deal to have one. And it became the company vehicle. Now, to make it worse, we were the Ravens' flagship station. So now they've taken a Pontiac Aztec, which is already about as attractive as a bucket of armpits, and they wrap it. And all these purple decals, and has a big Raven's head on the side. Like, you can't not look at this thing if it's going by. Now, we did not drive it to the stadium. I do not know who did, but me and this other guy, Ben, back in the day.
For reference point for people, the car that in Breaking Bad.
That, oh, they have a Pontiac Aztec?
Yeah, he drives an Aztec in
okay.
that show.
So if you know that show, but picture purple with the big Ravens logo. Like, it's just, you can't miss this thing. So we used to laugh about it all the time because it was in a parking garage at work. And we're always like, that's the ugliest, stupidest thing. And our boss at the time, who shall remain nameless, he was like, can you believe we got a deal on this? We're like, yes! Anyway, someone else drove it down to the stadium. We're down there doing the game. And at the end of it, boss rolls up and he's like, hey, I need you two to take the vehicle back to the station. We're like, which vehicle? Because there were other vehicles as well. He's like, the Aztec. We're like, no. He's like, what are you talking about? Just grab the keys, take it back to the station. We're like, dude, that is an ugly vehicle. He's like, oh, it's not that bad. We're like, it is. But the important thing here is that I don't want to be seen in it, right? Because even though everyone in Baltimore is a Ravens fan, when they saw this vehicle, they laughed out loud at it because it looked that stupid. And I'm like, I'm not getting in that thing, man. I don't want to have anything to do with this. My buddy Ben's the same way. He's like, nah, man, like that. This is not the vehicle. He's like, guys, just drive it back to the station. Just take it back. We need someone to take it back. Like, well, who brought it down? He's like, well, he's doing other things now. He's going to ride back with so-and-so. Just take the Aztec back.
No, he's not doing other things. He didn't want to drive it back and be seen it.
And I just remember he's holding these keys in his hand with a little keychain swinging under there. And he thinks he's doing us a favor. Like, hey, I'm giving you this great responsibility. We're like, we don't want any part of this, man. Seriously. Like, it's that ugly. He's like, is it really that ugly? It is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing. And I don't want to be seen in this vehicle. Well, anyway, we end up having to drive the thing back. Right? I mean, we're pleading with him. Like, dude, please, please don't make us drive that. We'll take any other vehicle back. Right.
Yeah.
But we don't want to drive that. But he goes, no, the other vehicles are like for equipment. This is just kind of promote the station and promote the Ravens. And we're like, right, we get that. We don't want anything to do with it. We end up driving it back. So Ben's driving, and I have the seat completely reclined. And he's like, come on, man. I said, no. Oh, I said, I'm not. No, I don't want anyone to see me in this thing. And he's like, well, they only see me. I'm like, well, that's your problem.
That's, yeah.
I refuse. And until we got back into the parking garage, finally put the seat up. Seriously, dude, I cannot explain how embarrassing this thing was. And every time we stopped at a light, you could hear people outside commenting on it. And in Baltimore, they don't pull any punches. Everybody expresses their opinion to you.
Out loud.
Yeah. Look at that dumbass, blank, 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 blank. Come on, man. And then they're saying our station. I'm like,
oh, no.
I'm not showing my face, bro. It's like, what, a 15, 20-minute drive? But I don't know, we got it back. Ben's like, never again. I said, dude, lose the keys somewhere. He's like, for real? If it's up to me, throw them in the trash can and just say, look, we don't know what happened to the keys. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do I do?
Never even gotten that thing. Ben would not do it. And I'm like, dude, I will do it. He's like, no, man, we'll both get in trouble. I said, look, I'll take the heat on this. I'll just tell
him. That bad?
Mike.
Have you seen this car?
Yes.
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 It's not that bad.
It is. And again, in Baltimore, it's different when every single person outwardly comment. Like, if you get on the bus in Baltimore, everyone there, they'll talk about what you wear, how jacked up your teeth are, what your hair looks like. It's just... everything's a roast, right?
Sure.
So, like I said, every time we stopped at a light, I could hear everyone just killing this thing. And I'm like, I do not want to be seen. It was that freaking ugly. Swear to God. I'm like, nope.
Our question, what went wrong because you were not paying attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, today is something near and dear to the head chef's heart. That's sports bars.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I got this list here via Miles Montgomery from Eater Seattle. So I will use some of theirs on there, and then also I just have some personal choices that I love.
You hear that, Eater? You didn't do a good enough job for the Ted Smith.
Well, every time I read, they do a great job, and he's right.
They do.
But I always think to myself, well, they should have had this in there. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Don't defend them. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And sometimes they just pick places that I don't know that I would go to.
Okay, fair enough.
What do you guys need in a good sports bar?
What do I need?
I like this place because of this or that.
Really good pub grub, and then multiple TVs. Particularly, I'm going to go to a sports bar. Either it's going to be March Madness or NFL football season. But
correct.
I do find some kind of joy where I'm there to see the Ravens. Obviously, there's going to be plenty of Hawks fans. This guy's into the Vikings, whatever. And we're all kind of watching our own game. Because just by hearing the cheering, I don't know. You end up making friends with people from other teams. Yep. It's kind of like, all right, man, we're all in this. We're all there for the same reason.
So the same way you would say, like, the French dip is the litmus test for, like, a bar food menu item. So a couple things I need. I need a very good domestic light beer on draft.
Okay.
Because if I'm watching a sporting event, I'm probably going to have three or four of them.
Yeah.
Just based on the time frame and everything else. Chicken wings are a must.
Yep.
And they need to be done the right way. And then, you know what, more so than just a great appetizer selection, nice TVs, preferably not Philadelphia Eagles fans.
Sure,
There's a couple of things that are just like, you know, yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, look, I can go back to when I first moved here, right? And it used to be very hard to watch stuff. So I would go to Slugger's on Saturday mornings to watch Maryland football. And then Thrill and I and his wife, we spent a whole day in there just drinking pitchers of Miller Lite and watching... March Madness.
She told that story recently, in fact.
Yeah.
And pitcher's beer is a good thing.
I should mention, don't forget, like, Slugger's is open a lot, not just game day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know Shane and Shelley would love to see you. And then also, you know, King Street across the way, my buddy Troy, that's a good spot, too. So different little places. All right, now let's see. From their list, here's one I love. Miles, I know you like this place, too. The Dock.
Oh, the Dock Fremont's awesome.
Great. They have a great menu. They have a ton of different, like, appetizers and everything.
They have an outdoor area where they put big TVs. That place, Seahawks, I mean, that is just crazy cool how many people show up.
Mike and I go once a year for our buddy Brett's birthday and get beer towers.
Their hamburgers are awesome. They have, like, nine of them. And they always have our beer on tap.
Nice.
They've been doing this for years. Even when we were back with the other company,
they've
been supporting the men's room. So,
well, thank you, Doc.
Because they always had the deck there, but then I feel like during COVID, they made that giant outdoor space.
A lot of places did.
I'm glad they kept it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's awesome. Now, kind of in the same neighborhood over there, the Doc is in Fremont, by the way.
Yeah.
You would also have the Georgian Dragon.
Yep.
Now, most people think, and rightfully so, it's ranked as one of the best soccer bars in America. But you can go in there and watch other sports, too.
Right. You can.
And Miles will attest, I like their menu. Like, they have English foods, but, like, I had, like, I want to say, like, a cheesesteak in there one night.
The cheesesteak's fantastic.
Yeah. But they also have, like, scotch eggs, bangers and mash. You can get a, what's it, a BAP? Like the breakfast sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, they're what's the sandwiches? They call them what the hell?
Toasties?
Toasties. Yep. They have a ton of those. The only sport that they won't show is any soccer from Central or South America.
Oh, really?
That's the rule.
Different fan bases.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Also on the list, they have the Hall here. There used to be Queen Anne Beer Hall. Now they've rebranded as the Hall. Like they're saying, it's great if you're going, especially if you're going to go to the arena, you could skip the, you know, you get stuff there. It's cheaper. They have pretzels, charcuterie on a pretzel, smash burgers, which become kind of famous for.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that place. I just like drinking in there, period. All right, now this one's kind of a new one to the list. And this, like I'm saying, there's different levels of sports bars. This one's kind of a higher end one. First of all, it's at Bellevue. Mike and I have talked about going there. We still have it. Mm-hmm. But Legion.
Yeah.
Is that Cam and Richard Sherman's place?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Right, so it's Legion as in Legion of Boom.
Still one of the greatest nicknames in NFL history. It just is.
The Legion of Boom?
Yeah, dude. I mean, you're hard-pressed. I mean, there's a bit, you know, the Iron Curtain or Steel Curtain, all this stuff.
And the Purple People Eaters.
Right, but Legion of Boom, I'm like, damn it, I wish that had been my team, but that is just the coolest nickname. Damn right.
I mean, for me, the top two defenses ever, well, you got to throw in the 85 Bears. But for just fun, it's got to be like, what, the 2000, 2001 Ravens.
But they're just the 2000 Ravens. No nickname.
Right, and then the
Legion of Boom, which is so much cooler.
Steel Curtain from the 70s.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm just saying for my personal team.
Yeah.
You're right, because the 85 Bears. But those modern day, those are two awesome defenses.
Yeah.
And truthfully, kind of 2D, and all those defenses are great, kind of changed the game, right? Like before Richard Sherman, you didn't have a ton of cornerbacks his size that were just bodying dudes at the line and everything else. And they made it work. But yeah, they own that. TVs everywhere, extensive cocktail list, soul food influenced menu. So again, like they even say here, a little pricier than your average sports bar.
Sure, but it's Bellevue.
Some of the stuff on there looks great. I know Bam's got his Bam Marita.
And look, nobody goes to Bellevue to save money. You know what you're headed to. You understand what's in front of you.
Correct. Yeah. One of my old haunts, I used to live across the street, and I miss her. Buckley's at Belltown.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even have to look at this.
Does Buckley still have the place of Queen Anne, too?
Yeah, that's the original Buckley's.
Okay, all right.
So go to either one.
Right, okay.
But the Buckley's at Belltown is much bigger. If you've never been there, you got to get the Thai chili ribs on the appetizer. Also, over the years, their wings have gotten much better. Awesome. But they have a really good menu, too. Like, it's kind of, I call it like an elevated pub grub.
Okay.
Meatloaf I mean? Sliders.
They got those. I mean, you could even get a blackened salmon sandwich in there. Like, folks, I lived across the street, all right? I know the menu. There's a Maryland flag in the front. I mean, now it's full of flags. But back then, I was like, oh, there's only like four flags in here. But Buckley's is great. What's up, Pete? I miss you, buddy. But yeah, the Queen Anne is a good spot, too. If you're up on Capitol Hill, now this one, you know, it is what it is. It's a sports-focused gay bar. But at Capitol Hill, Madison Pub.
All right.
I've been there a few times. It's not, whatever. You can go to a gay bar. It's a gay sports bar, but you'll be fine in it. You know what I mean? If you're like, I've never been to a gay bar. Like, you're in Capitol Hill, you want to watch sports, go in there. R.I.P. Bills off Broadway.
Oh, God. Man, why do you even got to bring it up?
I can't talk Capitol Hill sports bars and not bring it up.
Seriously, man, that place, that was like my go-to absolute favorite. God.
All right, now let's change direction a little bit. Let's get a little bit of the kind of near the Central District, a little South Seattle. Rookies, Columbia City. I don't know if you guys ever been to Rookies?
Maybe been to Columbia City, but I haven't been to Rookies.
Feel like I have.
Rookies is awesome.
All right.
Now, they have one side that's just a bar. Then they have another side that's a restaurant, too. So you can bring the kids in and stuff. But Pub League, we used to play down there. And what's that, Genesee Park or whatever?
I think, yeah.
Me and my buddy Troy, we were going into Rookies so much, we thought about investing. If they would have let us. And they have like a buffalo shrimp or something on their appetizer menu. Rookies is a great spot. Super good food. And they, again, almost like Buckley's, or like they have some kind of like fancier stuff, too. You're like, damn.
Okay.
All right, let's see. I personally want to give this one a little love. So, the Angry Beaver.
Yeah. Greenwood.
Oh, Greenwood. Yeah, Greenwood.
Right, because Greenwood, you have a couple. You have Bleachers, too. Bleachers are a great bar.
Bleachers is great, right.
But the Angry Beaver, mostly known for being a sports bar, right? I think it had closed down. It reopened.
Yeah.
They've been through some stuff, man. When Mr. Euro blew up.
Yeah.
And then right when they opened back up, they had a flood in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in there maybe a month or two after our beer launched, and they were like, what is it? I was like, the Men's Room IPA. They put it on tap, and they got the lager cans there, too.
Oh, damn. Yeah. All right.
They have traditional a hockey bar, but they put all sports on, right?
And the guy that owns it now is a massive Coug. So, okay. Coug fans. He sent me a message. They're opening up at 9 a.m. on Saturday. That game ain't until 7 p.m.
Yeah.
But that's a good spot if you want to get it there. Stick it also with places I thoroughly enjoy if you're a Coug fan. I would also mention Marco Polo.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
Down in South Seattle. Broasted chicken. It's phenomenal. They even have chitlins there.
Broasted. That's the place to watch NASCAR, too. I don't know if you've
got Oh, yeah.
That's kind of that.
Mike, we've been down to Marco Polo a few times.
Love Marco Polo, dude.
Yeah.
She broasted chicken?
Right, because it's in a pressure cooker. So
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's delicious.
That's what they're famous for. Broasted. It's fried chicken, but the way they cook it is broasted.
Okay.
But, one thing about Marco Polo, to get there, you have to close your eyes and yell his name.
That's right.
And when it calls back, you keep getting slightly closer.
It's also made by all dudes, so it's broasted. No, it's
only men in this kitchen.
Sorry, Marco Polo. That's not a thing. My buddy Amanda's still a bartender down there. Say what's up to her.
Yes, she is.
And then another one. They have two locations, one in West Seattle, one on Roosevelt, the Westie.
This is on the list
and on my personal list.
Yeah, man.
The one on Roosevelt, what used to be Pies and Pints.
Pies and Pints, yeah.
Also family friendly for most of the day. They got a couple games in the back. They have bubble hockey.
Feel free to not bring your kids.
That's right.
Correct. Please. Great bar. Very good food. The lemon pepper chicken wings are phenomenal. Again, just a great place. And then, like I said, man, just, you know, this weekend, we got college ball on.
Yep.
We got a week before NFL starts. You even have big college games on Sunday. And then at 5 p.m., you got your Sounders taking on Messi and Inter Miami. Like, just going to be a great weekend for sports. So get out there and support some of the local sports bars. A
couple of mine real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
LTD in Fremont.
LTD's a great one.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Petoskey's is a Midwestern sports bar, but they have all the games on.
Toasted raviolis.
Huge TVs. The food is great in both locations. If you are down in Tacoma area.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily a sports bar, but the Beach Tavern. Manny put our beer on tap, so you get a Men's Room IPA. There's TVs everywhere. He makes sure all the important games are on all the time.
Good.
Great food down there. It's not necessarily, quote, a sports bar, but it is. It's very much so.
Loose Wheel's also good down there in Tacoma.
Loose Wheel's great.
Loose Wheel's great. West End Pub is my favorite. I love West End Pub down there.
Darrell, you want to throw any in?
I don't want to say where I go.
Right. I would also say
there's one sacred
if
place.
If you're a little north, like I think it's like Mount Lake Terrace, the Getaway Pub. Bunch of TVs.
Oh, yeah.
Great lemon pepper wings.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right. Adam, welcome to Big Dummy, our Men's Room poll. Pick a Labor Day event. Are you going to head to one of the fairs? PAX West, Bumper Shoot, or the Sounders?
I'd have to go with the Sounders.
Sounders.
All right.
All right, Adam.
Are you going to the game?
I am not.
Did you look at ticket prices?
That's why I'm not.
Okay. That's
the issue, right? There's a lot of people that would go. And shout out to anybody in the ECS and people that went to the other matches.
Yeah.
But now with Messi, I mean, you know, lower bowl tickets, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if they are. They should just open the whole stadium.
I agree. If you can charge that much for tickets, then chances are you could open the whole stadium, but I'll watch it in Spanish, Dad.
Yeah, if you can sell the seats, sell the seats.
But that means
you have to open up different concession stands and prepare for all that stuff and all that extra crap.
Yeah, you're right, Miles.
But once you say Messi's coming to town, I think you can get them to show up.
Just buy some more hot dogs and get some more beer, folks. I mean, the Seahawks will be playing in a week. You should be stocked up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Those hot dogs are already boiling.
Right.
All right.
Steal them from T-Mobile.
Adam, your question is, a rafter is a group of what type of bird? A rafter.
Rafter.
Rafter. Rafter. Rafter. Not a raptor, rafter, but rafter.
A predatory bird.
I'll say a sparrow.
A rafter is a group of turkeys.
Oh.
So when you go to the grocery store around Thanksgiving, you got a rafter of turkeys back there. Rafter of frozen turkeys.
First, I was thinking owls because, you know, they'll hang up in the rafters, you know, like barn owls and stuff like that.
Okay. But
that's like, why I think it's sparrow, because they that's where they nest.
Right. I was like, I know that's not right.
I do not know why turkeys are called a rafter.
They can barely fly.
Maybe they had a life raft. I know his ark. I don't know. All right, Adam, your question. The Ural Mountains separate which two continents?
Maybe the two that touch?
Southeast Asia and Africa.
No.
The two that touch.
Europe and Asia.
Europe and Asia. Right. Just think about it. It's
where, how is Southeast Asia near Africa?
They're both below the Mediterranean, I guess maybe he's thinking.
I guess, man.
If you're in Baltimore, we call it Reisterstown Road.
Oh.
All right. You remember that joke? Actually, it's like they said, what's the shortest route from Israel to Africa? It was Reisterstown Road in Baltimore. That was the saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it explains itself when you're there.
They're the first Jewish astronaut was up in space.
Mm.
And we were on the air. We had this thing. It was like great moments in history kind of thing. Like, Jews in space!
Oh, no.
And then the astronaut's like, I can see the motherland. It's Reisterstown Road. It's right there.
All right. Your question, what candy company makes Goobers and Raisinets? I don't like either of those.
You don't like raisins.
I don't.
The Wonka.
Did you say Wonka?
Yeah.
Nestle.
Oh.
Wonka does make some candies. Oh. Like Gobstoppers are a thing. Nerds. Right.
I think people confuse Goobers and Gobstoppers a lot.
Yeah,
I just did.
Yeah, see?
I do like a Nestle Crunch.
Nestle Crunch
is
good.
Great candy.
Yes, sir.
Raisinets are stupid.
No, they're not.
They are.
They're chocolate raspberries.
He's kind of right.
Chocolate raisins.
You're a hater of the raisin, too.
Here's the thing. Why does the raisin need help? The chocolate did not need help. Look. Like, the chocolate begrudgingly got contracted into working with the raisin. The raisin's like, please help me because I suck.
Raisin Bran's one of my favorite cereals. Ew, so I don't hate the raisin. I just hate it in that form.
Hey, you know what? I'm with Mike.
Thank you.
In preparation for the weekend, I bought Raisinets last night.
Did you for real buy Raisinets?
What's going on with Raisinet weekend?
I'm trying to be better, and I don't eat candy during the week. But I'm not going to go to the grocery store between now and Sunday. Sunday's candy day.
So you treated yourself to Raisinets? Brother,
yes.
If I'm holding out on candy and someone said, hey, good work. Here's some Raisinets for your trouble. I'd be pissed.
I liked them as a kid. I liked the chocolate and the raisin.
Man. Raisins are a good little fruity sweet.
They're just dried like skin
grapes.
Tags.
So they dried look grapes. Like
they're dried grapes.
Call it what you want. I was told my mom the capers were frog testicles. It always made her upset. They're not. I'm like, can you prove it?
Can you prove it?
I'm with you. Capers suck.
They are terrible.
I'll disagree with you there. I like the capers.
We eat a chocolate-covered caper.
No, I would not eat a chocolate-covered caper.
Okay, you're not completely crazy.
I just like a chicken piccata. That's where I have my capers.
It doesn't need it.
Like, oh, I disagree.
So you put the capers
on. Just give them a Lay's. It's better without the capers.
Give them a Lay's?
Chicken Malaise.
Yeah.
I'll just say, women, it doesn't make you fancier if you put those damn capers on top.
What is, like, goat cheese and capers, somehow you think that elevates your status in the world.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, you guys also don't like tapenade, do you?
I do like tapenade.
Yeah, very much.
I don't.
I do like tapenade.
You guys are wild.
I really like tapenade a lot, yeah.
Okay. Capers in it.
I know that, but they get drowned out by the taste of the olives, you see. Just saying.
It's the toasted bagel all over again, Ted.
It is. It really is. That is. We're back to square one, man. All right. Your question, Doc Severinsen, he was the musical director for what TV show from 1967 to 1992?
The Price is Right.
Not a terrible guess.
Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show.
Question five there, Adam.
But Johnny Carson.
You are correct, sir.
Yes.
I got paid $1 million to be agreeable. All right, your question. What is Ralph Macchio's character's name in Karate Kid?
Oh, Daniel LaRusso.
All right. Oh. Knew that one.
Oh, yeah. Little Danny LaRusso.
Yeah, little Dan.
Why are you pointing at your cheek when you do that?
I was pointing over there because Danny works behind the board.
Gotcha.
And then I think I just... Touch
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified father from somewhere who has made good use of artificial intelligence.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically it, okay? So he has a teenage daughter, and teenage daughters, they want to experiment with things. And in this case, she's exploring her own sexuality, but she left some evidence behind, and Dad just wanted to let her know that he'd found it. But what he decided to do, instead of confronting her directly face to face, he incorporated a video, an AI, that includes the voice of someone very, very well known to have this well-known person let the daughter know that Dad had, in fact, found a little something.
Hi, sweetheart. There's
no reason to be embarrassed, but,
Hi, sweetheart. There's no reason to be embarrassed, but I found your green goblin. Or that's what your mother used to call it. You should be a bit more careful about what you leave in the bathroom. Your younger brother is in there all the time for like hours on end. Please keep these things private. To be frank with you, I didn't believe it when I first saw it. These things are so much bigger than I remember. Anyways, take it easy, champ. You're not training for the Olympics. Let's keep the bathroom a family-friendly space. And don't worry, I won't tell Mom. Love you.
Yeah, so he went to AI. There's the video. It's Trump's voice. But the picture of this girl, she just looks so mortified. Clearly, it was dried tears in her eyes. But I thought that's a very inventive way for Dad to say, hey, look, I'm not going to tell Mom.
Inventive.
But do what you got to do to keep that kind of stuff in. Oh, that was a power move, man. It destroyed her.
That's
man.
Too funny.
Well, I mean, you're going to be destroyed no matter what when you get found out.
What would you rather have, though? Like, your parent confront you about masturbation, or obviously it's their words, and just AI generate whoever.
I would take the video
I would take the video as well.
Take the video.
I told you, I got caught once. We've never spoken about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Mr. President.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.